Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our all-age harvest Thanksgiving on a beautiful autumnal day, Sunday, October the 2nd. What a day it is. Happy birthday. Richard III, Mahatma Gandhi, Groucho Marx, Sting. I mean, what a dinner party that would be, wouldn't it? That would be quite something. Let me extend a particularly warm welcome to James and to Gabby and to Arlo and family and friends who are here for the Thanksgiving that will be coming shortly. And the even better news for all of us is I gather there is cake. So please do stay afterwards and join in the celebration for that. As I mentioned, it is an all-age service this morning, so probably a slightly lighter feel. There won't be a creche as such, but if you do need to use the facilities, then please just go out and do that. The children will be slipping out for a short activity during the service, but we're going to be together for most of the time and celebrating God's goodness to us. I hope if you're a regular member that you got your notice sheet by email, but if you're visiting and want to know more, these are available at either entrance and fill you in on what's happening in the life of the church in the coming days and weeks. We're going to stand in a moment for our opening harvest hymn. If there are any offerings that have not yet arrived, then I think one or two, Thomas, perhaps Jenny, others might slip round and pick up any bags, but anything more we'll add to our collection as we go of as our harvest offering. But let's stand to sing our opening hymn, Come Ye Thankful People Come. Service is required. Thank you so much for the display. In fact, first of all, thank you to the wonderful people who have made these beautiful displays. I think that's worth a round of applause, don't we? It's gorgeous. There we go. Thank you. It's on. But thank you too for the offering that is going to the Milton Keynes Food Bank. And Rob, you know a little bit about the Milton Keynes Food Bank, so just fill us in.
Yes, I've been asked to fill in because Chris Hansen's not here. Basically, the food bank, they provide emergency parcels for up to 3 or 4 days for people in real need. So far this year, they've issued 1,500 parcels there. And for the more longer-term people, they have what they call a top-up shop, where the people can go there and buy 10 items for £2. It gives them a bit of...
dignity?
Yeah, you know, they're not taking charity, they're getting something for it, so they're there. But they are expected, with the present climate, to be looking at sort of almost doubling the amount they're going to have to do. So, and they are very short of food. Very much, yeah.
And Rob, you've got involved yourself a little bit. Just tell us what your role is.
Yes, I started volunteering. First thing I did was what they call the big doorstep collection. They do this now every last Saturday of the month, whereby you can register with the food bank, leave a bag of food outside your door, and somebody will collect it on that Saturday morning. You can do that. They've also, just to let you know, the last... big doorstep challenge. They collected 2,500 items, but they only made 130 emergency parcels. So you can see the amount of food they need. The other thing I've started doing is I now volunteer to drive the van on a Monday and collect food from Sainsbury's in Oney and a couple of other stores in Milton Keynes and load it up there. And I think last week, my first week, I collected 60 or 70 of the big crates you see them deliver your food in. So quite a hard day's work, but thanks.
Brilliant. Thank you, Rob. We're all too aware, aren't we, through the news about the need that there is a lot overseas, but even on our own doorstep, the need is great. So let's give thanks for our harvest offering as we open in prayer. Father God, we want to say thank you for your goodness to us, for all that you bless us with and for all that you give to us. Lord, we want to thank you for the harvest. And Lord, we offer to you this morning this little that we can give back for the good of the youth in our community. And Lord, we say thank you for the MK Food Bank, for their hearts of compassion and for the practical help they are able to give. And Lord, we pray that this, along with all the other food that is collected, will just be given to those that are in real need and help them to go through this time of struggle. And Father, as we meet together this morning, we just pray that our eyes and our hearts will be open to you. Lord, that we can celebrate you. And Lord, that you will meet with us and speak with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as I said, we are here to give thanks for little Arlo. And so I'm going to hand over to Stuart to lead us through the next part of our service.
Thank you so much, Simon. One of the things that I like to do from time to time, and we all enjoy these moments, is to celebrate the arrival of new life within our church family and community. And that is exactly what we are going to be doing over the next few moments this morning. We're going to celebrate together and give thanks to God for the safe arrival of one Arlo Billingsley, who I believe turned one fairly recently. Would get it right. Well, we'll just move over that mistake quickly, won't we? Carrying on. Anyway, you know what I was trying to say. We are delighted that Arlo is now turning one, and Mum and Dad and the wider family are here to celebrate his safe arrival and to give thanks to God for the gift of life. And that's what we're going to do over the next few moments. I'm going to ask James and Gabby if they would be so kind as to come to the front so you can see who they are. For those of you who don't know. Oh, it's all right, no. You're okay. Just stand there where we can all see you. Lovely. Okay, there we go. Hello. Oh, what's that in your hand? Is that a hammer? Oh, better watch. Okay. He's armed and dangerous. Very good. Well, let's focus, friends, for a moment on what we're going to do this morning. In the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, we welcome James and Gabby and their new son, Arlo, and members of their wider family and circle of friends. James and Gabby are here to present their child before the Lord, as Jesus was presented in the temple by his parents. In doing so, they recognize their child is not their personal property, but belongs also to God, and that as parents they have responsibilities before God. In their promises, they shall commit themselves to fulfill these responsibilities. As a church, we shall also welcome their child into our church family as Jesus welcomed children brought to him. Also, we shall promise in the presence of God to offer our support and fellowship to Arlo and his parents, and to join with them and his family in sharing our faith in Jesus Christ with them, so that Arlo may discover a saving faith in Jesus for himself. And finally, we shall ask God's blessing on Arlo. But before we do any of these things, let's hear some words from Scripture that speak very much about children and the promises and the commands that God gives to us in his word about the gift of children. First of all, from Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verses 4 through to 7. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord our God is one God. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments I give you this day are to be remembered and taken to heart. Repeat them to your children and speak to them of these things, both indoors and out of doors, when you lie down and when you get up. And from Mark's Gospel chapter 10 and verses 13 to 16. They brought the children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me and do not try to stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God as a child shall never enter into it." And he put his arms around them and laid his hands on them. And he blessed them. We're now going to come to promises, first of all, that James and Gabby are going to make, and then I'm going to ask those who would be regular attenders here in Oni and would consider themselves part of our church family, when the moment comes, to stand also and to promise to be a support to Arlo and his family. But first of all, to you, James and Gabby, just two questions that I want to put to you now. Do you thank God for the gift of your child? And do you accept the joys and duties of parenthood, promising to give love and care to Arlo? We do. Lovely. And then the second question. Do you promise to give Arlo the opportunity to come to saving faith in Jesus as Lord and Saviour as he grows towards maturity? Very nice. Thank you very much. Okay. Right. For those who are part of the congregation here on a regular basis, I would ask you please at this moment to stand. And I will ask you this question, and if you feel to answer in the affirmative, please would you be so kind as to do so. Do you promise to offer to Arlo and his family your love and care? And do you promise to join with his parents in sharing your Christian faith with Arlo?
We do.
Very good. Well, let's ask a blessing on this young man. Just you stay there. Let's just pray together. Arlo, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you and turn his face towards you and grant to you his peace this day and evermore. Father, we thank you for the precious gift of this new life. We pray, O living God, that you would guard and keep him as he grows and moves towards maturity. We pray, Lord, for his parents as they seek to love him, support him, and lead him, O Lord, into the things of yourself. We pray, O living God, for them. We pray for us and the promises that we have made as a congregation before you this morning also. So, Lord, we pray, O Lord, that you will be pleased to hear and to accept this prayer that we have offered, the promises that have been made, and that we would go forward, Lord, together with your gladness and joy. Hear us, Lord, as we give to you this, our prayer, and our thankful worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please do be seated.
We continue in worship. If there are any little ones who would like a little shaker, and there are some at the top as well, actually, if they want, then they can come and get that. We're going to use to accompany the music, mums and dads. Okay. So, Jonathan,
we're going to sing a couple of songs together. The first one's "Jesus Put This Song Into Our Hearts," and the words will appear. There they go. Yeah, hold some symbols on the picture as well. That's good. Anything could happen when the children start singing or start playing. Let's stand to sing.
Jesus put this song into our hearts. Jesus put this song into our hearts. It's a song of joy no one can take away. Jesus put this song into our hearts. Jesus taught us how to live. Jesus taught us how to live in harmony. Different places, different races, He made us one. Jesus taught us how to live in harmony. Jesus taught us how to be a family. Jesus taught us how to be a family. Loving one another. Jesus turned our sorrow into dancing. Jesus turned our sorrow into dancing. Sing our tears and gladness into rivers of joy. Jesus turned our sorrow into a dance. La 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 la.
Oh, don't sit down, don't sit down, there's more.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I'd love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven. To show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Oh, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Please take a seat. Thank you. Well, at harvest time, we do think about all the good things that God gives to us, and the offering that we make back to him. But obviously that's not the first offering. Where did offerings first start? What was the first offering? We're going to show, we're going to see a little video that's going to show us one of the first offerings that the Bible had. I'm awaiting a nod from the folk at the desk at the back.
Stories of the Bible. Cain and Abel's offering. This is Adam.
Hi.
And this is Eve.
Hi.
They were the first man and woman that God created. Adam and Eve had two sons. The first son was named Cain, and their second son was Abel. When Cain and Abel grew up, Abel became a shepherd.
Come on, sheep!
While Cain became a farmer.
Da, 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 da.
When it was time for the harvest, Cain and Abel both brought gifts to God. Cain gathered some of the fruit of the ground and gave it to God.
Here you go.
God wasn't pleased with Cain and his gift, and this made Cain upset. God asked, "Why are you so angry? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted?" God warned Cain about sin. God told Cain to be careful to not let sin control him, but instead to take control of sin.
Wow.
Abel also gave a gift to God.
Here you go.
Abel gave God the best part of his firstborn sheep from his flock. God was very pleased with Abel and his gift because he had given the best of what he had.
All right.
I do love the Saddleback videos. If you don't know them, just on YouTube, they just bring the Bible to life in a way that for me nothing else quite does. We're going to be reflecting on that in shortly. We're going to sing again, and during that time, if the children want to slip out with Jenny for a little activity, and then Fiona will be bringing us our Bible reading.
Sing to the Lord with all of your heart. Sing of the glory that's due to his name. Sing to the Lord with all of your soul. Join all of heaven and earth to proclaim. You are the Lord, the Savior of all. God of creation, we praise you. We sing the songs that awaken the dawn. God of creation, sing to the Lord with all of your mind, with understanding, in thanks to the King. Sing to the Lord with all of your strength, living our lives as a praise offering. You are the Lord, the Savior of all, God of creation, we praise you. We sing the songs that awaken the dawn, God of creation, we praise.
Take a seat.
Okay, the reading is taken from Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. Cain and Abel. Adam made love to his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, "With the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man." Later, she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. And Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast?"
Thank you. And Lord, we pray that your word will speak to each one of us this morning. Amen. Well, I was thinking, you've been very generous in your giving to the food bank this morning, so I thought it'd be nice to just give a little thank you back to you. So later on, I know there's cake, but also I think it'd be good, James, you can do a job. You help to just make sure that those chocolates get separated around. Actually, there's probably not enough there, is there, James? I've got another box here that you might just need. Have you got one? There we go. So let's use those. There we go. Oh.
Simon, this one seems a bit light, if I'm honest. Sure there's going to be enough here? We just count them out.
Yes. Well, there is a bit of a story there, James.
Yeah, there's only bounties in here, Simon.
Bounties. Right? I mean, when you get a box of celebrations, I mean, there are lots of good things in there, aren't there? But the bounties, it's coconut. I've got to be honest. I'm not a fan in the slightest. They're pretty horrible. So I was thinking to myself, I could just enjoy the really nice chocolates and then just leave the bounties as part of my offering to everybody this morning.
What about these good folk? What if they don't like bounties?
Yeah, you might have just caught me out here.
Yeah, I'm not sure now.
You're not sure this is how offerings work, are you?
No.
Oh, okay. James, thank you. And just before I get hounded out of church, can I just assure you all, this was a setup, I do have the rest of the chocolates here. So I don't want to get lynched on the way out. But I did want to just use that perhaps as a way of bringing our Bible reading this morning perhaps a little more up to date. And we're going to spend a few moments reflecting on two questions. How do we give and what do we give? How do we give and what do we give? In our reading, we saw that Cain, and the Bible says, it says, gave some of the crops that he'd been growing, or some of the fruit. And I thought the video picked it up perfectly in terms of his demeanour and manner of what he was doing. In essence, if we read into it and what we know of Cain, the likelihood is that at best he kind of did a lucky dip into sort of some of the stuff that he'd got going. More likely, a little bit like I did with my chocolates here, is that he'd picked the best out and kind of said, well, here you go, God, here's what I've got left over and don't want or need. Please take that and do something with it. Are we surprised that God wasn't pleased? I don't think we are. Meanwhile, we learnt that Abel gave if you like, the first fruits, which seems odd because we're talking about the animals there. But actually, he gave the finest, the firstborn, the best was his offering. And his gift was acceptable to God. A bit like the sense of the first full box of celebrations. God, here you are, here's everything. Take your pick, have first choice. Because we can look at those two offerings and think, well, it's about crops versus lambs, or it's about livestock versus arable. It's not about that at all. It's about what's going on in here. It's about the attitude. Cain is saying to God, you can have what's left over after I'm done. And Abel is saying, Lord, you've given so much. Please take the choice. Please take the best that I can offer you. There's a wonderful phrase in 2 Corinthians where the Bible says, God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. And so I wonder how we give, whether we're thinking about giving to God, giving into the community, giving into our charities. Are we the kind of reticent, reluctant giving out of duty or out of service that we kind of see Cain offering? Or are we that cheerful giver? The Lord, you've given so much. How can I use this for you? Approach that Abel gives in his response to the offering. How do we give? It's not about our livestock, crops, whatever. The Lord looks at the heart and is looking at how we want to serve and how we want to please him. How are we giving? But also I want to think for us to think on what it is that we give. Now, I'm clearly not saying what in terms of the how much in that sense. We know from the Bible story that the Lord looked with delight on the poor widow who gave the little penny that she had and was far more critical of the Pharisees who were very flamboyant in showing off what they were giving. This is not about the how much what. That's very much a matter for the individual to raise with God. But in our Bible story, we kind of think of it as crops and lambs, and I think we'd probably be looked at a little oddly if we walked down the high street with some crops or have a lamb. What is Cobb's Garden or the Friends of Cobb's Garden or Willen Hospice going to do with that? not a great deal of practical use to us. So we tend to think of it very much in terms of financial giving and of money, and that's absolutely right and proper. The charities, our church as well, those people that are serving and in need overseas particularly, finance is often the best way that we're able to offer our support and make a practical and tangible difference on the ground. And therefore that question of whether we're giving our money and what we do with our money is a really healthy one for us to ask and to reflect on. But it's not just about money. Some of us financially may not be, in a sense, well off, but we may be time rich. I wonder if we've reflected about what we do with our time, how we spend and invest that. We live in a town that has many volunteering opportunities. We perhaps know people, perhaps elderly or living on their own, who are short of company. And actually, it's not so much a tin of beans that person would value. It may be 10 minutes, half an hour of our time. So when we think about what it is that we are offering to the Lord, yesterday we're thinking in terms of some delightful stuff over there, I have to say. My tummy's already rumbling. But when we're thinking about what we offer to the Lord, we may think of it in terms of food today. We may be thinking about it in terms of financial giving. But actually, what are we offering the Lord in terms of our time, in terms of our priorities, and perhaps also around use of our skills? I was thinking this morning as I was walking down to church, just for the service in here this morning, we've got some wonderfully skilled musicians. I couldn't play a single note that's going on around here. Debbie will smile and say, Simon, please keep away for anything that's going on in the technical area. we're happy disaster. We've got folk coming in to help helping with the refreshments after the service as well. What is it that we have in terms of our skills? What is it that we can put to God's service in terms of those skills that he's given us, the abilities we have that can be of use of him? Yes, it may be within the life of the church for those of us who are members and involved here, but also recognizing we have full lives outside of the church. What are we able to do in terms of our community and in terms of helping out in our town? And a few weeks ago, we were hearing from Una, who was using her skills as a nurse and giving some of her time to go and serve on mercy ships. So for me, harvest is a time of being thankful to God for all that he gives us. There's a little tinge of sadness, I have to say, for me. I grew up in the Lake District, and some of you will identify this, that our harvest displays was stuff that had grown in the fields and coming off the farm and was beautiful produce displayed. And it's absolutely right that we do now and able to help practically in the food bank in the way that we do. And so we say thank you for God for all that he produces. We say, Lord, take a little that we can to use locally. But for me, it's also a time for us to reflect on our own offerings more generally. How do we give in God's service? And what is it that God would be asking us to give? We're just going to reflect on that as Jonathan leads us in our next song, and then the children will come back and join us.
You may just want to stay seated, and if you know the song, sing it. If you don't know it, just maybe just listen and think how we can give to God in different ways, as Simon has prompted us.
Thankful of land, to so lovely a king.
Thank you. We're going to welcome the children back in with Jenny.
Seamless.
You heard it here first, folks. Jenny, just before we spring into action on this, this is our part of our wonderful Sunday Club this morning, but it may be Sunday Club and maybe for not that much longer. Do you want to fill us in? Oh, I think you're on. Try again. I'll have a look. Oh, yeah, go again.
Ooh, is that okay?
Yep, we're good.
Just wave it around and hope for the best. Yeah, I feel like we'll be on Blue Peter. It's competition time, guys. So we're looking at thinking up a new name, perhaps, for our Sunday Club. And so we're hoping some of you might have your creative juices going and that some of you might have some inspiration for some ideas, perhaps. So if you do, out the back, we have a little box and some little slips to write your ideas on. Don't put your name on, just so that it remains anonymous. And at some point, the children are coming up with some ideas as well. We're going to have a little look and see if we come up with some new names for our Sunday Club.
Fantastic. Lovely. Right, am I leaving this in your hands?
You can. So we have been outside. We had a little bit of a search around for some fruit and vegetables that were hidden in the garden. We've been having a little chat about where they come from, Simon. And you'll be pleased to know no one came up with any supermarkets. Everyone knows they come from trees and from the ground and that God made those trees and things for us. So we have a little prayer to do with you. And as you can see, we're spelling out the word harvest. So, dear Lord, thank you for this harvest time. Thank you for the food you give us to eat. Help us to share what you give us with other people. In order that other people don't starve. We pray that all people can enjoy the fruits of harvest. Amen.
Now, I'm thinking that dress rehearsal went really well.
It did. The thing is, Simon, I did tell them that everybody would give them a really big round of applause.
Well, I think when... We're not having a big round of applause for the dress rehearsal. We're going to go again, Jenny, and then we're going to get a round of applause like we've never heard before in this church.
I didn't catch your drift there, sorry. I was quite happy to be done and gone. We're going to try it one more time, I think, is what Simon's telling us. All right. Are you ready? Remember which letter you've got. Dear Lord, thank you for this harvest time. Thank you for the food you give us to eat. Help us to share what you give us with others. In order that they don't starve. We pray that all people can enjoy the fruits of harvest. Amen. Fabulous. All right, shall I take these in? Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thank you very
much.
Jenny and a good number of helpers who were out back.
What do you mean?
Press ganged, I suspect, at fairly short notice, but thank you. And thank you, children. You can go back to mums and dads if you want to. Sorry. We're just going to continue in prayer, so let's pray. Father God, as we do say thank you for the harvest, Lord, we do remember those in different parts of the world who are struggling without food. Lord, particularly we pray for those in Pakistan, still victims of the floods and the difficulty in food there. And Lord, those victims of Hurricane Ian and who have been left struggling through that. And Lord, we do pray for those closer to home. Lord, for whom life is a struggle and looking forward for many may become increasingly a struggle. And Lord, we do say thank you for those that are able to help practically and to make decisions that are going to help improve their lives. And Lord, we lift before you those close to us, known to us, who may be struggling with health issues and illness. And Lord, we pray that you would be a comfort to them. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Before we sing again, we're going to invite James to come forward and tell us a little bit more about one of the initiatives that is helping out and where that's got to. So, James.
Yeah, some of you might be aware we, as a church, used to make use of the Fair Share Scheme, which is a charitable organisation that a lot of the supermarkets all co-contribute to. Fair Share basically work with the local supermarkets to collect unused food that's reached its sell-by date, but make sure, see if they can use it within the community. So as a church, we used to collect it every other Tuesday for Cameo. So we would collect unused bread, pastries, sometimes sort of packaged fruit and veg. And the Cameo attendees would make use of it because it was often perfectly good food. It's just Tesco's couldn't sell it anymore. Sadly, because the Fair Share are trying to make the most effective use of their donations or collections, you have to commit to collecting it weekly now. And as Cameo only operates every other week or twice a month, we've had to stop collecting it. So if anyone else knows of organisations, particularly on a Wednesday, that could make use of that, we could perhaps restart collecting it and use it for Cameo and another group. Or indeed, if there's a regular group on another day of the week, we can register on all of the days to collect the food and distribute it.
Brilliant. Thank you, James. Great. So that's another opportunity for us to practically be helping out in our local community. We're going to finish our time together with a great harvest. In fact, the greatest harvest hymn, I think I'm allowed to say. It wouldn't be harvest if we didn't sing "We Plough the Fields and Scatter," would it? So let's stand together and sing as we close.
Thank you.
do stay with us for refreshments if you're able. But to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.